Can't believe it. We were so close.
If only the ref hadn't blown the call on the offsides. You know, it's tough to play a great game, only to lose when it wasn't even our fault.
That's for sure. And that penalty kick? No way did Keith tackle their midfielder. What a terrible call by the ref. I wonder if the refs were favoring the other team. This is not fair.
What a way to finish the season. My dad was expecting nothing but a championship. What joy I get when I get home.
I know. Can't wait to get home myself. I'm so proud of you, darling. You did the best you could. My mom hasn't a clue how I feel. We were so close to winning it all.
By the way, anyone have a clue about school tomorrow? Stanley, you did tell them it was a slam dunk win. That was smart.
Hey, Greg, you know what? Lay off. You were feeling a bit overconfident yourself.
But you did just about tell the entire world we were going
Hey, knock it off. I get the point.
Hey, guys, look. It says, push for encouragement. As if the place knows what it's like to win a whole lot of games, only to lose to a lesser team in the championship. Push for encouragement.
Well, Reggie, are you going to push it?
Are you kidding? No way. Why don't you push it?
Not a chance. Why don't you push it? Come on, push the button.
This is ridiculous. I'm not going to
push the button.
Here goes nothing. Whoa.
Doesn't sound too bad. Guys, listen.
Hey, Reggie, are you going in?
Not a chance. I'm not going in. Did you forget? We just lost the big game. Why don't you go in?
I'll see you guys later.
Time to feel the joy when I get home.
Not to mention the humiliation we get when we go to school tomorrow.
I'm out of here.
Later.
She did!
She did what?
Wait! Here it is! She did!
Mind expanding on your comment?
She did! She did!
See here, a photo to prove it. Lost it?
Oh no! She did it! She really did it!
She did what?
Who did what? Oh here, I think I can get it back. I will show you.
Carla got a haircut. How cute. Look!
Four times now. You have to see this. He has dad with her four times today.
Oh, this can't be happening to me. Why me? Oh, come on. Work, phone, work.
Look at this one. My cousin in Georgia sent it. See?
Why, that does look like fun.
I wonder if it was scary.
Especially if they were upside down.
No way. Upside down?
Woohoo! Upside down!
New message. The project!
The project!
The project. My stuff is still at school in the lower hallway.
And my stuff is in the music room on the shelf by the piano.
And it's due tomorrow at the beginning of second period.
What are we going to do? We're in trouble now. Look, girls, there's a church.
Huh?
We're at a church.
And then
the project! We're doomed!
Look, there's a button on the church with the words push for encouragement.
Well, we could use some of that right now. I'm scared about the project.
Holly, look, who put that on a church?
Looks dorky to me.
The project! Oh no! My parents are gonna let me have it now! They will probably do the unthinkable and take away my cell phone!
But it does say push for encouragement.
Push for encouragement? Holly, push the button.
Mighty fine am I, but push the button and I'll cry! No way!
But we are already in trouble with the project. Holly, push the button.
If you want to push the button, then you can just
push the button.
This is dumb. If we really need encouragement,
push the button.
Just do it.
Not bad. Listen.
Didn't expect that to happen.
Well, are you going in?
Going in? What for?
Because we were assigned a project 4 weeks ago. We have done nothing with it. It is due tomorrow, and if we do not complete it, we will retake this portion of the class again. So, we could use some encouragement. Why don't you go in?
Listen, if you want to go in, you may do so. But I'm not going to waste my time with an old church. I'm going to try to find out how to get my stuff for the project and not fail this class. Toodaloo!
Think she's right. Out of here, too.
Call me!
If my mom heard me today, she may have second thoughts about pushing me to join bands.
I know what you mean.
I know it was my first lesson.
A group lesson at that.
But shouldn't the music part sound a little better to my ears?
What do you mean?
Well, shouldn't the music part, you know, the lovely melodious ringing, be tingling my ears in a pleasant way? I mean, it didn't help either when my little brother said I would probably sound like a glorified goose. Does this sound like a goose?
Well, you did make music. Brenda, just stay at it. You'll get it. You know what they say.
What do they say?
They say that you can't climb to the top of the mountain with just a few steps.
But I'd probably be wanting to be going up the mountain with those few steps and not be going down.
Hang in there. By the way, did you see the words on the church beside the button?
What words?
The words you just looked at a couple minutes ago.
Huh? I must have still been thinking about that miserable trumpet lesson. No, I didn't see any words.
Go, see for yourself.
Okay, but this is kind of weird. It's not every day that I walk up to a church to read the words by the door. In fact, it's not every day that I walk up to a church.
Well, give it a try.
It says, push for encouragement. Satisfied.
Satisfied? What about you? Looks like you could use a little positive something right now. How about it?
How about what?
How about pushing the button for encouragement?
Jody, you may have convinced me to come over here and read the words, but you are not about to convince me to push the button.
Why not?
Why not? Because it is just too...
Just too encouraging?
Do you have to put it that way?
Not sure how else to put it. It says push for encouragement. Sounds like you could use some of that right now. Or would you rather go home and talk to your little brother about how you sounded today on your trumpet?
That's not going to happen. Ugh, why can't things be easy?
Just push the button. Let's see if something happens.
But what if all...
Push the button. Take a chance. Take a good chance.
This is weird. This is a church. How often do you see a big red button on the front of a church?
Brenda, you could use some encouragement right now. Push the button. Wow, I was just saying stuff to keep you from complaining. Listen, I hear voices.
Doesn't sound too bad.
Well, are you going inside?
What do you mean, am I going inside?
Just like I said, are you going inside?
Certainly not. Why don't you go inside?
I will be in right after you. Scout's honor.
This is not going to happen. We may have heard something kind of nice, but I'm not going inside. Besides, I can't wait to get home to my little brother and hear his words of encouragement. I can't wait to be compared to the sound of a goose. Time to go. Ciao.
Later.
This is two.
Is there no other way? Are you sure?
I'm quite sure.
But what am I going to do?
Well, that's easy for you to
say. You have lots of friends. You'll probably get lots of new friends, too.
But you have friends, too.
No, I don't. I really don't.
Yes, you do. I know your teacher likes you.
That's not the same. I don't have any friends my age. When you're gone, nobody will care about me. That's the way I was before you came around, and that's the way I'll be when you're gone. Do you really have to leave?
My parents can't stay in this area. My mom has a new job, and my dad's found work wherever we have been. Hey, it'll be okay. You'll make new friends.
No, I won't. You don't understand. Nobody likes me. I can't play sports. I don't have a musical bone in my body. My teeth don't look right. I have sad handwriting, and I like to do a few things that nobody else likes to do. I will have no friends.
Hey, look over here.
I can read. You don't have to tell me. I'm doing just fine with my literacy skills. Stop telling me to push that button. Don't pressure me. It's okay, I'll push the button. You're still leaving and I'll have no friends. It's not fair, it's not fair.
Listen.
Huh?
Do you hear those voices?
Where is it coming from?
Rejoice, rejoice.
This is good.
How about going inside?
I don't think so.
Why not? I'll follow you in. In fact, I'll lead the way. Can't have any less friends if we do.
Well, okay. Here, let me push the button again.
This is good. This is really good.
Can't believe we lost.
My dad is really upset.
My leg still hurts.
Hey guys, you've got to go inside. See those words?
Who are you?
It doesn't matter. See those words? They say...
We know what they say.
Well, go inside. It works.
Why not?
No more cell phone.
And the music teacher isn't around until tomorrow night.
Somebody got into my locker in the lower hallway and my project is ruined.
The project!
We're doomed.
Hey girls, you've got to go inside. See those words? They say-
We know what they said.
Well, go inside. It works.
Well, why not? Come on, girls. Things can't get any worse.
See, I told you my little brother would call me a goose. I hate the trumpet.
Well, I didn't promise you anything, and you know.
Hey girls, you've got to go inside. See those words? They say...
We know what they say.
Well, go inside. It works.
Well, why not? I guess geese are allowed inside the church too.
When the soccer players entered the church, something happened. Reggie felt much better that his mom even cared enough to share kind words. Greg got a big hug from his dad for having a great season. And Stanley received more kind messages written on his bandages than he ever dreamed could happen. Something happened when they entered the church.
When the Texters entered the church, something happened. All four Texters presented their story about the project as a drama presentation at their school's monthly chapel assembly, receiving top recognition for portraying how to beat the dreaded disease, procrastination. Oh, by the way, Holly got a new job, earning her enough funds to purchase her own, yes, iPhone. Something happened when they entered the church.
Something happened when the music students entered the church. Brenda learned to play beautifully on her trumpet, even though she spent countless hours sounding like a goose. You may be interested to note, the snow goose is one of her favorite animals. Jody continues to encourage others, even if she doesn't know exactly what is going to happen. And yes, she has a happy heart herself. Something happened when they entered the church.
And so it was that Lori found some great joy in entering the church. Oh. She was about to lose me, her good friend, but she found others.
Hello, Lori.
You're a good friend, Lori.
Thanks for your smile, Lori.
And Lori found she could have a friend, Jesus.
May we encourage all of us,
with whatever comes our way,
to end your relationship with Jesus
and find his true joy today.
Something good will happen.
When we take time to pray, God says,
For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope.
May we all
enter a relationship with God
and feel what true happiness is all about.
Merry